Introduction. Our bodies are unique. No two bodies are exactly alike. Though it's rumored everyone has a twin somewhere on Earth, and I kind of wish it were true, I believe God made us each individual and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as it says in Psalm 139:14. I will say that in recent years, I've made friends with two different girls who look shockingly similar. One is a mom of four from Houston, and the other is a teacher in Atlanta. They speak alike and laugh alike, and I promise you that they even own the same jewelry. I've seen it with my own eyes and all its turquoise beaded glory. I haven't introduced them to each other. I fear what might occur. You know that scene in The Parent Trap where the sisters see each other for the first time? I think something along those lines might happen, or they could begin to spontaneously fight, which would actually be horrible. So I will let them stay in their respective states and never know about each other. My two friends are not identical. They have slight physical differences and obvious personality differences, so there's no chance that they would be confused for each other. They are different. Each is individual, and each with her own story, each with her own history, and each made once. I like the idea that God only made me once, like paintings. There's something special about the first one. My cousin Joe is an artist, and as long as I've been alive, he's been painting. In fact, he gave me a painting, and it hangs above my bed. It's huge and purple and blue and black and weird, and I love it. I asked Joe what it's like to replicate art versus painting the original piece, and the short answer he gave is that the original is work but fun. Any copies, exact or modified, are boring, if not mindless. Creating is just problem solving, and once you solve the original problem, it's like you could train bright monkeys to do the replicating. The question is not unlike asking a chef to create the most special onion soup in the world, and after he or she has succeeded beyond any expectations, to keep making it every day. God made you once. You are worth the work that first time. And then he threw away that mold because one of you is enough for him. You're enough. You are the sacred painting, the original, the best bowl of onion soup in the world. And by the way, there is a recipe for amazing onion soup in the accompanying PDF. One of a kind. As I think about the uniqueness of each of us, the common comparison is snowflakes. We've all heard that no two snowflakes are alike, but the only places I've lived are Georgia and Tennessee. I don't feel good writing or speaking about anything that happens in less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit. In Georgia, we only see like snow once a year, maybe twice. So I'm not the expert on the originality of every snowflake. Likewise, I can't really testify about the best snow boots or even the warmest long underwear. I can't tell you how to drive in snow and ice, and I don't personally know anyone who owns chains for their tires, though I hear that is common in other areas. To be honest, I wouldn't even know what to do if my tires had chains. It's just not that cold down here. Maybe you aren't from the South. Maybe you don't know what happens when it snows here. If we get enough to cover the grass, the news reporters are out measuring it live on camera. The world stops at the mere idea of a snowstorm. Seriously. One February night during my sophomore year at the University of Georgia, the weather alerts began to come across the television. Snow was coming in a big, bad, nasty white way. Classes had never been canceled for winter weather, at least not as long as I'd been in college. So we were glued to the television. Counties all around us were canceling school. Fingers crossed, my roommate Candace and I decided to embrace the idea that we would not have school the next day. That consisted of such behavior as ceasing all study-related activities and screaming, "Please no school," off our balcony. I know, classy. Sure enough, within the hour, the university canceled all classes due to inclement weather.